This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Vatican answers about a pro-abortion ethicist appointed to its pro-life academy are generating yet more questions. While Nigel Bigger won't be working on abortion but euthanasia, his utilitarian end-of-life views mirror his abortion views. Roughly put, the Oxford scholar describes certain incapacities as placing persons outside the human community and eligible for willful killing. Bigger's appointment and one other are stark contrasts to Pope Francis's pro-life exhortations. A Georgia lawsuit took 5 years, but as of Monday, Georgia forbids abortion after 20 weeks. Despite the unanimous decision, justices specifically mentioned that other appeals were possible. Another 3 weeks of life has been granted the parents of Charlie Gard. They have the means to treat Charlie in the U.S., but the British hospital says he's better off dying and wants to turn off life support. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. An admission by a retired abortionist affirms what Operation Rescue sees outside abortion clinics. Dr. Mark Heller arranged for EMTs to come to his clinics without lights or sirens to avoid drawing attention to problems. Operation Rescue says the resulting delay in their arrival also shows clinics' disregard for women in need of timely emergency help. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.